Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Woo! Hello, hello. How you doing? Thank you for joining me. Listen, man, this morning God was talking to me about quitting. And I was like, well, God, I'm not quitting. He's like, you think about it. It's sometimes where people get extremely tired, frustrated, irritated, agitated. You can name whatever it is you want to name. But God says, why quit now? Why would you quit now? You are in the middle. I mean, you are in the middle of your journey, of your process. And the enemy is trying to overwhelm you because you are close to the end, but you want to quit because you seem like I've been doing this too long, God. I'm tired. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm not this. I don't want to be a doormat. I don't want to be this. Listen, God is not amused by that. He understands. Here's the situation he told me. He was like, you wanted to quit on so many different things. But let me tell you something. What if my son quit? Man, that thing was like, Selah, pause, squirt, hold up. And I had to think about that. I'm like, what if Jesus would have stopped in the middle of the process? Because let me tell you, he was doing things. People didn't like him. People didn't understand him. People were trying to kill him. People was trying to do all of these different things. But if he would have quit, would we ever would have had what we had? What about if he would have quit, we wouldn't even got the Holy Spirit. We wouldn't even got the opportunity to have a comforter, to have something that God is present with us at all times. What if he would have quit? The problem is, and the question is, I have to tell myself and think to myself, Gerald, you can't quit. You know why you can't quit? Because other people are depending on you to actually walk this situation out. Because I've called for you to have to go through something that as you go through this thing, you have to have a testimony of it. So I don't know what your testimony is. You think about how hard this is. Think about how hard your situation is and what God is saying he wants you to go through. Because you thinking about your feelings. You thinking about the way you are, but you ready to quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. There's no need to quit now. Just take quitting out your vocabulary. Quitting is not even an option. I remember when they used to tell us that in football. Quitting is not an option. You better find something inside of you and that Holy Spirit that's inside of you that gives you the strength, that gives you the wisdom, that gives you the understanding, that gives you the comfort, that gives you what you need when you need it. That's what you need to call on. Don't call on your flesh. Don't call on your friend, your neighbor that's going to give you some bad information or your friend that's going to give you some fleshly information. You might want to call on the name of Jesus. You might want to call on the Holy Spirit that's going to bring you some comfort. That's going to bring you some. I'm telling you something because I'm telling you, I thank God right now for my wife because she tapped into something. She tapped into the Holy Spirit that was giving her the strength to give up on me. And so being in that place, I can't give up. I can't give up. It's too much depending on the way I walk my walk, depending on the way that I live my life. The people are depending on that. And I couldn't understand that. You know how heavy that is? You know what the weight, of that conversation is? Listen, I understand. God said, I will never give you more than you can bear. And I understand that now. I understand that. So I'm not in the business of quitting. So I come to motivate you today. Quitting is not an option. I'm going to say it again. Quitting is not an option. I don't care how hard it is. You ask God for the strength that you need, the wisdom that you need, the understanding that you need to walk out every single day. Stop looking at the past. Yes. Let me tell you something. Every step that you take, every day that you walk in this process, the things, the testimony that how God is bringing you through it and what God is doing it is not for you. It's for the people that are looking. It's for somebody that has been looking at you for a very long time and all of these, what they see. What do they see? Because the people were looking at Jesus. They were looking at him and they were like, what is he going to do? And let me tell you, Jesus even got tired. He's on the cross talking about, can this cup pass? But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Even he wanted to, but he didn't quit. He didn't quit. So here's the thing for you. If we're walking in the image of likeness of Jesus Christ and we're the image of God, why do we want to quit now? You're in the middle of it. You're in the process. You're on the verge of a breakthrough. You're on the verge of kicking the wall, the doors down. You're on the verge of conquering something that has plagued you for 10 years, 20 years. You're on the verge of the breakthrough. Don't quit on God, because you're not just quitting on God. When you say, I quit, you're quitting on God. How many times have you sat there and said, man, God, I quit. I'm done. I can't even do this no more. What are you going to do? If you're telling God you quit, where are you going? Well, what's your plan? What is it that you're going to do? You giving up on God? You quitting on God? You ain't quitting on your God. You're not just quitting on yourself. You're quitting on God. You're quitting on the things that he said. He's told you. He said that you are my child. If you're his child, if you're his chosen one, and you're saying, I quit. You don't know what they're saying to me. I quit. I don't even want this job no more. You don't understand. They're getting on my nerves. They're aggravating me. They're treating me bad. Hello. How did they treat Jesus? This is stuff that I had to play over in my head. And I was like, God, I got to go on and talk like that. He said, you better say how I say it. I'm like, okay. I said, God, is that motivation? He said, yeah, it's motivation, because they want to quit. Somebody want to quit. And today, you're not quitting. Today, you're getting some strength that you need. Today, you're going to get this wisdom. Today, you're going to get this nugget. You're going to digest this nugget. This nugget is going to help you to actually get past where you've been. The day is not a day for quitting. Quitting is not an option. You can't quit on God. You can't quit on these promises. You can't quit on the mantle that's on your life. You can't quit. You can't give it up. You can't just drop it off. No, that's not today. That's not happening. So pick yourself up. Gather yourself, gather your emotions, gather your feelings, and if that's your issue, put them to the side. Put them to the side. Lay them at the cross. God, hey, deal with my emotions. God, deal with my feelings. God, deal with my mouth. God, deal with the way I see things. Whatever it is that you are dealing with, you're not going to quit on God. I'm not going to even help you quit. I'm not going to allow you to quit. So if you're actually listening to me, if you're actually paying attention to our broadcast, today is the day that you say, I am not a quitter. I'm not quitting on God. I'm not quitting on my marriage. I'm not quitting on my job. I'm not quitting on myself. I'm not quitting on my family. Why? Because I am not a quitter. You're not a quitter. You're an overcomer. You're overcoming all of those obstacles that make you want to quit. You're not a quitter. I'm telling you, God's telling you, you're not a quitter. He didn't make you to be a quitter. He made you to be an overcomer, to overcome all of these obstacles, overcome all of this demonic oppression, to overcome all of the hurt, the pain, the disappointment, the aggravation. You're to overcome that. How? That thing that that Jesus left you when he left, when he died on the cross, he said, I'm going to send you something. He sent the Comforter. He sent the Holy Spirit. So if you ain't listening to the Holy Spirit, and if you don't have the Holy Spirit that's inside of you, well, you need to ask for the Holy Spirit. You need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit so that you can actually have the comfort. Because if you walking around without the Holy Spirit, you walking around without your secret weapon. You walking around with something that's an atomic bomb to the enemy. You missing the picture. You're missing the point. You're missing the point. You're not a quitter. My bloodline is not a quitter. My kids are not quitters. I'm not going to be the one that's walking around looking like I'm a quitter. I'm not going to walk around and be an example of a quitter. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't care what it is. Don't quit. I don't care. If you're in class, you're in school, don't quit. I don't care if it's talking about exercising. Don't quit. Don't exercise quitting. Don't participate in quitting. Tell yourself, I'm not a quitter. I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to quit on God. I'm not going to quit on myself. I'm not going to quit on my job. I'm not going to quit on my destiny. I'm not going to quit on my purpose. I am not a quitter. Quitting is not an option. Quitting is not in my vocabulary. I am not a quitter. I don't care if you have to put a post-it note on your car, on your door, on your steering wheel. I don't care. I'm telling you, today is the day. I'm in my coaching mode. Today is the coaching day. As a coach, I wasn't playing. I wasn't hearing no excuses. Excuses, man, they can go out the window. You can keep your excuse. God don't want to even hear your excuse because he already knows. He already knows what he put inside of you. He already knows the strength that you already knows the wisdom that if you ask, you can receive. He already knows the understanding. If you ask, you can receive. It's things that you have to ask for. It's things that you have to open your mouth and want to receive them. And when you receive them, you actually have to walk them out. You can't just not. Okay, God, I want understanding. But when a situation comes where you have to have some understanding, you don't want to understand. You don't understand why you have to go through what you have to go through. You don't understand why you feel like this and why you feel like that. You don't understand. Yeah, you do understand. This is for a reason. And it was, I'm telling you, it was hard for me too. So yes, I'm giving you some grace. I'm giving you some grace because I'm telling you, I do understand. But I do understand God is not even playing. He's not playing about this quitting thing. It's too many people that's trying to quit. It's too many people that's trying to give up. It's too many people that's just saying, man, this is just too hard, God. I've been going through this for like 20 years now. I don't even want to go through another day. Why? Are you consistent? Are you being consistent in what God has called for you to be? Because I wasn't a consistent person. So that's what made me have to go through my situation for a decade and some other time. And, you know, it was just crazy for a very long time. And I was tired. I was quitting on my family. I quit on my family. I quit on my life. I was just like, man, go ahead. I'm going to just go ahead and fall out dead. That's just where I wanted to be. But God says, no, son. No, you're not quitting. Get up. Get up. You got a choice to live or die. Come on. Let me help you out. Come on. Get up. I'm going to give you the strength that you need to turn around. I'm going to give you the strength that you need to walk this thing out. I'm going to give you the strength. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you some help. I'm going to give you help. I sent you a helper, but let me give you a natural helper. I'm going to give you something. I'm going to show you something that I've already given you that you didn't even understand what I had given you because I've called for her to be a helpmeet that is suitable to get you to the place that you actually need to be. So you are not actually walking this thing out alone. You actually have two helpers. You got the Holy Spirit and you got your wife. That's the helpmeet that is suitable. Now you better tap into both of them because you can't quit on neither one. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. So if you are a female and you are married or it doesn't even you, what God put inside of you is to actually bring forth help. It's your help meet that is suitable. So I'm telling you right now, you are not going to quit on God. You're not going to quit on yourself and you're not going to quit on your family. You're not. You're just not going to do it. Sorry, I'm not going to allow you to quit. So if you hear this message today and this message is for you, I'm going to need you to put in this box. I'm going to need you to say, I'm not a quitter and quitting is not an option. Just say that. Quitting is not an option. It's not an option. So it's not an option. I don't care what your situation look like. I don't care what someone is saying. I don't care what your spouse said. I don't care what the enemy has been saying. All I care about is what God said. What did God say? If God said it is, if God said it's going to be restored, if God said it's a promise, if God said I'm going to show you favor, if God says I'm going to show you blessings, then that's what I'm going to believe in. I ain't quitting on that. I'm going to hold on to that and I'm going to marinate on that. I'm going to do everything I can to hold on to that. I'm going to find scriptures that go with it and I'm going to start declaring over myself. I'm going to declare in the mirror. I'm going to declare over every day until I see it. till I see it. Don't quit until you see it. Don't quit until you see it. When you go through training, you don't quit until you got to your goal. When you're doing something, when you get through, let's just take education. When you're going through education, you don't stop in the first grade. You don't stop in kindergarten. You don't stop in elementary. You stop till you get a diploma. And then you say, I want to further my education. I'm going to go to college. You can't quit. You can't quit. You can't quit. You can't quit until God says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Period. Period. You're going to have to keep fighting and you're going to have to keep moving and you're going to have to keep pushing and you're going to have to keep striving and you got to keep fighting until God says, well done, my good and faithful servant. I'm sorry. But today is the day that you realize you can't quit. You're not a quitter. He didn't build you to quit. He didn't build you as a quitter. He built you to be an overcomer. So there's things that you have to overcome. There's things that you have to fight. There's things that you have to break off. There's things that you have to do. And quitting is not an option for that. All right? Quitting is not an option for that. So this message, if you feel like you have been wanting to quit, this message for you. This is for you. You might need to play this back over all day. And if you have to, that's fine. That's fine. That is fine, because you got to understand you're not a quitter. And I'm standing in the gap with you that I'm not going to allow you to quit. So if you have to look at this thing and say, I'm not a quitter. Coach is telling me I can't quit. Coach is saying I can't quit. No, you can't quit. You got to fight. You got to fight. You got to fight. You got to push. Come on. You got to push. There's no more quitting. There's no more giving up. I'm not a quitter. Tell yourself, I'm not a quitter. Look at yourself in the mirror. I'm not a quitter. Quitting is not an option. Quitting, and say your name, Gerald. Quitting is not an option. I'm looking at myself and I'm looking at myself dead. I'm right in the eyes and I'm telling myself, Gerald, you're not a quitter. You're not going to quit on your family. You're not going to quit on your job. You're not going to quit on the ministry. You're not going to quit on God. You're not going to quit on the mandate that God has on my life. I'm not going to quit on my destiny. I'm not going to quit on my purpose. I'm not a quitter. So look in the mirror, look yourself in the eyes and you start speaking to yourself. You start pumping yourself up. You start speaking to your spirit, man. You start speaking to the Holy Spirit. You start speaking to your soul that you're not a quitter and that there's no quitting inside of you at all. And if there is, let's get some deliverance. Cast it out. It says, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils, cast out fear, cast out doubt, cast out anything that'll cause you to be a quitter. Cast out the quitting spirit. Cast it out. Start speaking to yourself. Lay hands on yourself. Deliver yourself. You ain't got to worry about going to somebody else. Deliver yourself. Come on. Today, deliver yourself. Today is the day that we understand that there's absolutely no quitting. None. So don't quit. None. No quitting. I don't care how hard it is. It's time to fight. It's time to get some spiritual muscles today. Today, we're going to strengthen our spiritual muscles that we ain't weak. We ain't weak. You're not a weak person. You're not a weak Christian. You're not a weak woman. You're not a weak man. You're not weak. It's time to fight. Get off the bench. Get out of the bed. Stop laying in the bed. Acting like you, oh, I can't get out. Man, get out the bed. Put some clothes on. Go for a walk. Put some music on. Start worshiping. Start praising God because you can breathe, because you can see, because you got five senses. Come on, y'all. Listen. Today is the day that you grow up. Today is the day that you mature and understand that you are not a quitter. I'm telling you, I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care what the situation is. Today is the day to get motivated that I'm not a quitter. You're going to tell yourself I'm not a quitter. And today we're going to stand on that. Today we're going to, I don't care if we have to listen to it all day. I don't care if you have to listen to this message all day long to tell yourself, if you've been laying in a bed, if you've been in this slump, you've been in this dark place, you just been in there just hiding. You don't want to see anybody. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to connect with anybody. The devil is a liar. I bind isolation. I bind loneliness. I bind the spirit of darkness, that cloud that has been laid over your house. Father God, pitch a tent over their house. Shine the light on their house. Drop your glory upon their house. Drop your strength upon their house now. in the name of Jesus. Now get up. Get up. Get up and fight. Get up and fight another day. Fight the good fight of faith. Get up. Once again, no more quitting. Quitting is not an option. I'm going to say it one more time, and I pray that this getting in your spirit. Quitting is not an option. If you agree with me, if you agree with me, I need you to put it in here and say quitting is not an option. And I don't care what the devil said, because I'm telling you, you come in agreement with me with this, quitting is not an option. I'm going to tell you right now, all hell going to break out. All hell going to break out. Everything that used to cause you to quit, make you feel like you want to quit, is going to happen to you. And then you will know that here's my test. Am I going to quit or am I going to fight? Yeah, your husband's going to come in acting a donkey. He going to come in, your spouse going to come in acting like they ain't got no common sense. You going to get phone calls that don't make absolutely no sense. Your boss on your job going to irritate you, agitate you, and all the above. But God said, what you going to do? You going to quit or you going to fight? You going to quit or you going to fight? Because quitting is not an option. It is not an option. So it's not going to happen. So you better find that spiritual muscle and get it in and let's fight. Yep, let's fight. Quitting ain't an option. Saints, we can't fight. We can't quit. We can't quit on God. Remember, when you sit there and try to quit in the natural, God has said, I didn't build you to quit. I didn't build you as a quitter. I didn't build you as a quitter. So don't. Why are you trying to quit? Why are you trying to quit? When he says that when you are weak, I am strong. What? I'm your strong tower. What? I'm your rock. What? Come on, man. Y'all know these scriptures. Y'all say these things. Y'all know that. Why is it that when the rubber hits the road, we don't use those things? We don't believe them? Oh, I don't know. Can we pause right there? I believe them now. I'm pumping myself up because I used to be that person. I definitely used to be that person. That was me. But now I'm in another place, and I'm like, bro, I got a whole new fight in me. I know where I come from. So yes, I can say quitting is not an option. Quitting is not an option. I'm telling you. What God makes up and what God restores. Let me tell you something. You can quit in the middle of God restoring something. God is resetting something. God is re-energizing something. And you want to quit in the middle of it and you never see the fruits of the work that you've already put in because you quit? Man, please. You better find a new strength. You better tap into God's strength. You better tap into God's wisdom. You better tap into God's understanding. Because here I go again. Quitting is not an option. I'm going to be so firm with that. I'm going to say it one more time. Quitting is not an option. So you can't quit. You can't quit. Nope. Can't quit. Sorry. Can't quit. If God told you to do it, then you can't quit. So now, you marinate on that. You gonna either marinate or meditate. Let's go with a biblical word. Meditate on that. All right? So, once again, if you agree with me, I want to hear quitting is not an option. When I go back through this feed line, I want to see every person that actually came on this line and heard my voice say quitting is not an option. And every time you feel like quitting, I need you to go to this broadcast. And I pray that me sounding the way I'm sounding and told you that quitting is not an option makes you feel like you got a coach that's pumping you up. You got a coach that's speaking to your spirit, man, that's telling you that you can't quit in this situation. You can't quit on God. You can't quit in the middle of your journey. You can't quit in the middle of this process. You can't quit. Quitting is not an option. At all. All right. So once again, listen, I pray that this driveway motivation motivational nugget. It touches you. It empowers you. It equips you to fight another day, because that's all we do. We fight. Hey, every day is a fight. And all we're trying to do is win the battle today. And so I want you to understand that you can't quit, because you got to fight this day. You got to tap into everything that you need today, because you said, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next week. You worry about today. You win today. Today is the day has its own battles. You have to win today. You don't have to worry about tomorrow, but win today. Don't quit on today. Make sure you win today. Lord, I'm winning today. Today is the day that I overcome a rejection. Today is the day I overcome a loneliness. Today is the day that I overcome all of these things, because I'm not quitting on you. I'm not quitting on my destiny. I'm not quitting on my purpose. I'm not quitting. Quitting is not an option for me anymore. It's not an option for me anymore. And so I pray that once again, that you understand that it's not an option. Quitting is not an option. I'm Gerald with Gerald and Yvette Ministries. And listen, you can go to our website, geraldandyvette.com, or you can go to our YouTube channel, Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and get resources. Listen, I want you to be able to go back to this. I want you to be able to use this, because this is going to be a resource. This is going to be one of these, the best nugget that you're going to be able to use when the enemy comes at you like a flood. He comes at you and wants you to quit. You're going to go to this broadcast and it's going to be like fire to you. It's going to stir you up. It's going to pick you up. It's going to propel you and make you feel like you can conquer. You can knock down walls. You can leap over walls. There's nothing that's going to stop you from getting back up and fighting a good fight. Nothing's going to stop you from conquering what God has said belongs to you. Why? Because quitting is not an option. So, thank you once again for joining me. Remember, go to the website, geraldandyvette.com. There's resources. We put out a book also, Bent But Not Broken, Me and My Wife's Love Story. That's, you know, that was very emotional to me, because it was the first time I got to, you know, put my words in a book and be able to share my feelings. And so if you don't have it, man, go check it out, man. Go to the website, go to Amazon. If you're out of the country, it'd be cheaper than if you're out of the country to get it on Amazon. But let me tell you something. The resources on YouTube, I thank YouTubers for subscribing. I thank them for, liking it. I'm telling you, this God is really doing something amazing, and it's really blowing my mind. And I'm thinking to myself, what if I would have quit? I wouldn't have saw any of this stuff. What if my wife would have quit? I won't be where I am today. What if God would have quit on me? I wouldn't be where I am today. What if Jesus wouldn't have quit? None of us would have been where we are today. So if God didn't quit, Jesus didn't quit, why would you quit? I don't care what your circumstances is, because I promise you, your circumstances, and this is how God said, I'm sure that your circumstances aren't nowhere near what my son's circumstances are. So if you, when you get in your feelings and you get in your emotions and you start feeling sorry for yourself, you think about Jesus. You think about the true example. You think about that, because that's where my mind is. That's where my heart is. I think about what Jesus did. I think about how they treated Jesus. I think about what he was thinking about. I think about how he was feeling compared to what my feelings are. My thinking can't even compare to none of that. And I'm sure yours can't either. So let me tell you one more time. Quitting is not an option. So get up, get on your feet, dust yourself off, and walk this thing out. Walk it out. Make the devil pay for making you pause, making you feel like you want to quit. Make him pay. Make him pay. Make him give it back to you. Make him give you back your strength, your joy, your happiness, everything that has been taken away. Make him give it back to you. I declare it right now in the name of Jesus.
Well, Thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.